city every day makes me believe more and more that they're all the same. It's just a pharmacy, coffee shop, bookstore and bank, and a tourist attraction that most locals hate. A hike up a hill where they say there's a view, 'cause the sky around five might remind me of you. There's a couple divorcees on a bad first date, and an elderly couple with nothing to say. I used to think that'd be the worst, to go old and run out of words. Now I have seen some incredible things I could never describe if I tried.
Thank you. Making her Girly So Groovy radio debut is Suki Waterhouse, the British singer, songwriter, model, and actress who leans into what she calls dingy, lovelorn, retro pop. It was a year ago, almost a year ago to the day that Suki Waterhouse released her sophomore album, Memoir of a Sparkle Muffin. And I don't know why I didn't get into it sooner, but I am so glad that I have finally done that and brought Suki Waterhouse into the Girly So Groovy family. We heard the opening song, Gateway Drug, from Suki Waterhouse. In the middle, another fabulous British singer-songwriter. This time, it is Beth Orton with her song, Sweetest Decline. That's from her 1999 sophomore album, Central Reservation. Sweetest Decline is just a perfect song for a perfect autumn day. There's something about it that just reminds me of walking on a warm fall afternoon through the leaves, thinking about your sweetest decline. And then kicking off the second hour, it is new music from Lucy Dacus. Back in March, she released her fourth album, Forever is a Feeling, an album that is a love album, an album that celebrates her relationship with Julian Baker. We heard the song Come Out from Lucy Dacus. Okay, what do we have up next? Oh, I know. It was 2 years ago now that London, Ontario, a folk rock singer-songwriter, Cat Clyde, released her gorgeous album, Down Rounder. Sometimes what happens to me, maybe this happens to you, an album comes out, it's on heavy rotation with you, and then you kind of move on, but then a couple years later, it gets stuck in your head. Cat Clyde's done that with me, again, with Down Rounder. So I thought, let's revisit it together. Such a gorgeous voice, such a talented songwriter. Here is Cat Clyde right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you.
Yet another act making their girly so groovy radio debut. They are called Cassie and Maggie. They're a Nova Scotia acoustic indie folk duo. A duo that find ways to bring in Celtic inspirations, historical sounds, instrumentation that is very much part of their home. In a contemporary sort of way. We heard the song Nancy. That is from Cassie and Maggie's new album, Gold and Coal. In the middle, It is another fabulous Nova Scotian duo. This time it is Antigonish Nova Scotia sister act Moira and Claire. Back in 2019, they released a single on Bandcamp called Again. We featured it here just because it's a gorgeous song. And both Moira and Claire and Cassie and Maggie are on Bandcamp. And then kicking off the entire set, Kat Clyde, who is also on Bandcamp, with her gorgeous album Down Rounder, we heard the opening song Everywhere I Go. Okay, we've got much more music to get to. We're going to be wrapping up the episode in the next half hour. I've got music on the way from Suzanne Vega, Chicorica, Sophia Corticissus, Raina Tropical, Sinead O'Connor on the way. But when we talk about music that really has made an impact, up next is one such artist. Last year in 2024, when we counted down our top 10 girly, so grooviest albums of the year, I did not even need to think about how or why to include My Brightest Diamond in that list. My Brightest Diamond is the genre-bending one-woman project made up of Detroit's very own Sharon Nova. She's inspired by her classical training. She shifts her sound from chamber pop to dark indie rock. Her latest album, Fight the Real Terror, just turned a year old in September. It's her seventh album. She wrote and recorded the album in the days after Sinead O'Connor's death. And I've always said that, like Sinead O'Connor, this album proves to be raw, unhinged, vulnerable, aggressive, and ultimately, it is a portrait of a woman standing in her own true power. My Brightest Diamond, up next here on Girly So Groovy.
I saw a glimpse of heaven, or at least I think I did. All my loved ones came round to hear me play a tune for them. Oh, my darling, my darling, oh, my darling witness cloud, will you stay with me forever? If your name is in my mouth, I saw a glimpse of heaven, or at least I think I did. All the martyrs circle round to bless with holy water's power. Oh, my darling, my darling, be not afraid to speak, for the final hour's coming. You may weep, but still must speak. I saw a glimpse of the future, or at least I think I did. My child was in a fire truck, running after every flame. Then his future looked inside me and asked me plain as day, oh dear mama, dear mama, had you done all that you could? Oh, or at least I think I did. A crowd was in a gathering place, such focus on their face. They sang a song of triumph, and the tone traveled for miles. Oh, my darling, my darling, there will be no more regret. Let me hold you in my arms so close, for you I won't hold back. I will love you to the end of time.